capital called Tegucigalpa. It was unbelievable. Little shacks in part of the towns, and part of the towns was nice houses. But it's just hard to explain how they get by. And we're going to give you the opportunity at the end of the service to help these people. There's one little community that I'll mention at the last that are really in poverty. But it has really made me appreciative of the things that I have. Every day I see things that I'm blessed with, and I say, God, thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you have given to me, and help me be a blessing to someone else. It's just hard to explain, Pastor.
You got to go there, don't you? Okay.
Okay, this first picture here, I thank you, Rick. Okay, Crossroads, dismissed. Over here? Okay. The first picture, I think you'll probably, a lot of you recognize, he's not a Honduran. You can't really see too much up there. Anybody recognize him? Looks kind of like Scottie Pippen, huh? We run into him with the Chicago Bulls. We run into him in Little Rock, Arkansas. And this is the Cave Creek pastor's wife, Janet Downs. And I'll be talking about Pastor Eric. When I say Pastor Eric, well, he's the pastor that of the group that we went with. And Omar is the Honduran missionary. He lives here in Batesville. They've just got started the Life Missions Ministry. It's in its infancy. And I'd like for us all to be a part of that. Okay, go next. Okay, this is, as we're going down, I thought the clouds were just really pretty. I don't get up in an airplane very often, so I'm really fascinated. It's easy to fascinate me. Okay, next. Okay, we're coming over to Tegucigalpa, fixing the land. And you can see all these houses back up in here. It's a big city, pretty much so. But along in here, it looks like pretty nice houses there. But on the outskirts, it's just on the hillside. You wouldn't believe on like a 70-degree slope, there's a little house here, there's one above it, and there's one above it. And they don't have sewer systems, so everything runs out in the street. Okay, next. This up here, I don't know whether you can tell or not, that is corn. And it's amazing how they'll do it. They'll take a sharp stick and they'll go up on a hillside about sloped about like that, and they'll stick a hole in the ground and stick a grain of corn in there, and that's the way they grow their corn. Some of it looks like you have to hang on to harvest a crop. Okay, next. This is the first night that we were there. We were at Omar's sister's house. He used that as kind of a headquarters in Catacamas, Honduras, and we were laying out food bags for the groups. We had flour, flour and sugar, and coffee, shortening, tomato sauce and spaghetti, just different things, and rice and beans, of course. You eat lots of rice and beans when you go down there if you don't take your own snack food. Okay, next. And there I am. Okay, go next. And this is just part of the bags that we got. We had enough to feed about 200 families. And each one of them got a bag. And this is at a park there in Tegucigalpa. And this is a big old tree. And I think it would have took all of us around the base of it and holding hands to get all the way around it. Okay, next. Okay, this is the second day we were there. We took food bags out to the Catacamas dump. They was about probably 30, 35 families there that were digging through the trash trying to find something that they could either use or sell. And the one family that we had made contact with and ended up helping, they would work all day sorting out like plastic bottles and stuff like that. And they got, I think, 2 cents a pound for it. They might get $2 a day. So it's pretty devastating to look at these folks and to realize what they have to deal with. You wouldn't believe the smell and the flies and the buzzards and everything was all the way around. Omar, this is Omar right there. He had, and this is Omar's brother, Renee. That's who we stayed with while we were in Campamento Viejo. And they had a short service, and they was four that accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord. So go to the next one. There was one boy there. Well, I say boy, he was probably in his late 20s. And his shoes, they were loose from there all the way around to the other side, just flopping. So this is Pastor Eric here. He took off his shoes and gave them to the guy next door, and he's pretty pleased to get a pair of shoes. Okay, next. Okay, this, if we could zoom in, you could see right here, that's bullet holes. And Omar's brother has got a truck just like that, almost. And just on a little story, side story, he and his family were going out to get ice cream or a snack of some sort after church one night. And they pulled over to the side of the road, and there was a vehicle in front of them and a vehicle in back of them, and got out with machine guns. And Omar rolled it, or his Renee rolled down his window. And the guy said, "Hold it, this is not them." So about 2 or 3 days later, they found this truck riddled with bullets with three people in them. So that was kind of a close call. Okay, next. Okay, this is the family that we helped from a dump. The two girls here and the mom. And we took them down to this little flea market type thing. That's about all they got there in Catacamas. And I bought them shoes and clothes and the whole works, enough to go to school on and everything. Okay, next. Okay, this is their house. It's just looked like a big dirt dauber's nest to me. Go ahead to the next picture. This is the inside of it. They cardboard up and dirt floors. And, of course, you can see the metal roof up here. It's just open. Okay, go to the next one. And this is how they built it. They just put poles up here, poles this way, and filled it full of mud. And that's all it was. Okay, next. And this is part of her kitchen here. I know you ladies would like to help them out in the kitchen here. Okay, next. And, of course, this is just the upper area of the house. Okay, next. And this is just a scenery shot I took because it was so beautiful. They got beautiful mountains there, but they sure are hard to get across. Okay, go with the next one. And this is just some more scenery. And this is these hills here. The pictures don't really tell or show how steep they are in two dimension. But this is typical land here where you'd see corn growing. Okay, next. And this is just some beautiful scenery again, as they're way on to Los Mangas. Okay, this is in Catacamas here at our host family's house. And this is coconuts. Okay, go next. And there I am whacking open coconut. Next. I don't know how many of you have ever opened a coconut like this before, but next. Okay, when I saw this, I thought it was grapefruit. And I got to inquiring around, it's lemons. And, okay, go next. Well, I missed it. Anyway, I got a picture of the lady standing next to me with the lemons and their biggest grapefruit. Okay, this is a little, there she is. Okay, go back one picture. Now go to the picture. There you go. This is a church there at where we built one of the swing sets. We built two swing sets and a basketball court for the kids. They used to give out toys, but they'd be end up with more kids than there was toys. So that they wanted to do something for the kids that they would all enjoy. So this here is a tile. It takes four of them to make a design. And this is at Campamento Nuevo, which is just 2 or 3 miles from Campamento Viejo. It's Campamento Viejo means old camp, and Campamento Nuevo is new camp. So, and this is where we're starting to build the swing set. You wouldn't believe it, but there wasn't, the only rock I found was about that big around. Okay. This we're finally putting up the swing part. Here the ladies fixed us lunch. This is a kind of a corn mush type thing made out of chicken. And Pastor Eric, this is Pastor Eric right there, and that's Omar. He calls it yard chicken. And it's about all you can do to chew it. It's pretty tough. But the food was good. Okay, next. This is that night at the same church, and this is just a portion of the kids here, and the house was full, and there was people standing looking in the windows. Okay, next. And this little lady, I don't want a picture with her. She is 96 years old, and she'd get around like a 70-year-old woman. And okay, next. And this is my buddy here, Renee, our host family. And he's out back cooking on the oven here. He's fixing his hot dogs, and that's, anybody guess? Frijoles, beans. Always beans and rice. Okay, this is a picture of a house that the family lives in that Vicki and I are going to sponsor a couple of little kids. And they just don't have much. Some of them are blessed, and some of them just barely get by. Okay, next. And he was making cheese quesadillas. It's a dad and his kids, a sister and her kids, and the mom. There's no the mom of the sister and the dad, so it's grandma. Okay, there's the two, little boy and little girl. They're in kindergarten and first grade this year. But unless they get support, then they can't go to school. The government furnishes the teacher, but the people have to furnish their uniforms and supplies and everything. Okay, go back just a minute. And this is the oven right there that he cooks the quesadillas in. Okay. Okay, this is just a hollow log here hanging under the eave of the house, and it's filled with honey. And they got some strange little bees down there. They're about the size of a mosquito, but they got really good honey. Okay, next. These have stingers, so you don't want to get them mixed up, but these are right here, but these, the ones that don't have is over here. But and this is, see, ours kind of comes in comb, but their honey is in little pockets, and they'll just open this up and scrape the honey out, okay? And there I am sopping my honey. So it was really good. Okay, and there's some of our group swimming in the river. It didn't look very clean, so I wasn't going to swim in it. Everybody got to looking, and there was dirty diapers floating down the creek. Okay, this is I called it a mimosa tree. I don't know. It looked like a mimosa. It got the same type leaves, but it was monstrous, according to ours. Okay, next. Okay, and this is at Campamento Viejo. They built the court last year, I think it was. Okay, next. And this is the van that the Church of God at Velvet Ridge furnished for the ministry there. And this is where Renee lives. Okay, we're on our way to Las Mangas, up in the mountains. Okay? And this is just some scenery. Go next. And we had to stop and work on the road, so in order to get there. Of course, I wasn't working too much. I let the younger ones do that. Okay, this is the church at Las Mangas. It's not very big, about probably 20 by 40. And I think we counted at least 130 people in there that night at church. And there was just people standing outside looking in. Okay, this is just some scenery. This is building a basketball court here. Okay, next. Next. Okay, somebody had brought a jump rope. And little girls act like they didn't know what to do with it, so I showed them. Okay, here we go. We about got it finished up here. They didn't have the ball goal didn't come in, so they were going to make another trip back up the next week after we left and install it. There's Cowboy Copas there. Next. And they're just the same. I got that as my backdrop on my computer. Next. There I am playing with the parrot. We got to singing together, so. And that was just right there by the church. Okay, this is our service station. And I told the guys through the interpreter that back in the U.S. we do it the other way around. Take it out instead of putting it in with a hose. Okay, and there's the avocado. They were ripe, ready to go. And here we are at Monte de Plantano, putting in a church. They're putting in a swing set at the church. This is what we had to eat here. It's called a cazuela de pollo. It was a chicken mixture. It had potatoes and tomatoes and all kinds of stuff in it. I don't know what all. Okay, next. Next. Okay, this is the host family here where we stayed, minus one little boy. He went on to school. He wasn't in. Want to get his picture taken. Okay, this is the group I was wanting to tell you about that really need the help. There's kids pouring out everywhere over there when we went. They don't have a church. They've got a little bit of a school. This is what their school looks like. It's about ready to fall down. But like I said, the government furnishes a teacher, but everybody else has to furnish their own stuff. Okay, you can see the information inside, their multiplication tables and stuff. Okay, and this, I think, is oranges here. And this is back in the motel at Catacamas. This is our water heater. Needless to say, it wasn't very efficient. It'd get hot, but you'd have to hold this over there, and then when it started getting warm, you'd have to turn loose or it'd scald you. So you just kind of in and out. But it was a whole lot better than the showers we've been having, which were cold. Okay, this is the whole family here. Renee and Anita and Renee Jr. and Danielle and Randy. And they become great friends. Okay? And this is just pictures of motel. Okay? And this is, I don't know whether this is coming in or going, but anyway, this is another shot of the Capitol. Okay, and this is a guy that we... John Egan, I believe is his name. He's a basketball player we met on the way back out of Houston. Okay. Is that it? Okay. Go back to the little school. Can you go back there? Okay. Like I said, these folks, it's called El Porvenir, which means the future. And I thought that was an odd name for that little community with the conditions that they're having to live in. But a new school, a block school with a metal roof, that would be very efficient for them and very sufficient, only runs about $2,000. And for each child that they go that has to go to school up to a certain age, it takes about $300 a year for them to go to school. So Vicki and I decided that we were going to sponsor a couple, and the church is going to, but I don't have a picture of the ones for the church yet. But anyway, I'd like to challenge our group today. I know that we are a giving church and that we want to reach out, and I think this is our opportunity to reach out to them. And this ministry, like I said, is just getting started about 3 years ago, and they're doing some good works. And a lot of times they find something that don't work, and then they change it. You know, that's just like any kind of thing. But I'd like to, we're going to give you the opportunity to end the service. There's going to be someone standing at the back door. And if you would like to make a donation to this community to help them, I believe education is the answer to their situation, that as they get educated and to learn to know how to do things and what to do, then things will improve. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. The church helped support me on the trip down there, and I am very appreciative of that. And I just want to say thank you very much for everything that y'all did. And God bless you. Dios le bendiga.
All right. Just sit over there. So what we will be doing is taking on the project of building the school, which is like a $2,000 project. So be praying about that at the end of the service if you'd like to donate towards that. I think we could probably get that done today. Don't you? I think we could get that done today.